on conflict analysis.
In trying to make sense of the conflict and making sense of it, it actually transforms you and transforms the other actors, because it empowers you in a way, having understood what is happening,
mm-hmm.
or you cannot understand it fully.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you understand it a little bit or the other. And the analysis is not something that is only done once. It is something that happens continuously,
mm-hmm.
in different forms and shapes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in analyzing songs or poetry or sayings or posters or children's plays or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or speeches,
mm-hmm.
or how people is. These are things that help you understand the dynamic of the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
We did 30 years timeline of Wajir and Kenya. And we started sort of saying, if we do this timeline, will it tell us something about the future? We realized that drought keeps on repeating every 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Election happens every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Violence either happens during or after, before, during, and after election.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a wow, you know, like, okay. So that is for us, I think, the beginning of real conflict analysis, to sort of see how these factors interplay, how they keep coming back, and then you sort of say, what can we do and where should we focus?
Yeah.